through the finalizations and keep them moving.
No.
Good afternoon, Commission members, Secretary Hepler. My name is Mike Klosowski, Regional Supervisor up in the Watertown area. Going to visit with you a little bit today about public waters finalization. If I could draw your attention to page 15 for the public waters finalization. Essentially, again, as I mentioned before, we have a couple cleanup rules here to visit about. And first finalization is looking at eliminating Section 2 of the Edmonds County Public Water Safety Zones 41-04-02-22. Looking at eliminating the verbiage in Section 2, the waters of Mina Lake fronting an area extending southwest of the south end of the dam located on the southeast side of the lake for 100 yards is a public swimming zone. And I was just there the other day, and it's really hard to figure out exactly where that is. So utilizing that verbiage, so it's kind of interesting. Anyway, supportive information. This is a state-owned area. It is 10 miles west of Aberdeen. Area is primarily used by people fishing, throwing bumpers to dogs, just an area to have a picnic, something along that lines. There is a courtesy dock at the area. We do have an agreement with the local business owner in the area. Every year they put out that dock free of charge, maintain it, and it's just been a really good partnership with that business. As Mina Lake Association was here before, they are in favor of the removal. And looking at that particular rule, if we did not remove that rule, we'll have to likely look at the placement of that dock and make sure that we're not having boats come into that courtesy dock in a swim zone. And again, as Mina Lake Association had mentioned, there was a story that I think just had their wires crossed on the information as far as what we were closing, and we are not looking at closing or eliminating the State Park beach at Mina State Park. And there are no other changes from the original proposal. Mr. Chair, would you like me to go through both of these finalizations at one time or separate?
Please.
Okay, moving along, the second finalization, and that is to eliminate Section 2 of the Hamlin County Public Water Safety Zone. That's 41-04-02-28. And that verbiage that we want to eliminate is the waters of Lake Norton fronting on that portion of the land known as the Lake Norton Recreation Area, beginning at the point 70 feet southwest of the spillway, ending approximately 275 feet southwesterly, and that is a no-wake zone. Supportive information, this area is actually owned by the School and Public Lands. It's 3 miles south of the town of Haytie. Game Fish and Parks actually has supervisory authority on this piece of property, and we entered into an agreement with the city of Lake Norton where they will manage it and look after it and ensure that things are up to snuff for the people that come visit. This area does see light swimming, light boating, primarily around that 4th of July period of time. Otherwise, it's a very quiet area, peaceful area for folks to go. This area hasn't had buoys, hasn't had any sort of amenities that provide for a no-wake zone. And visiting with quite a few of the residents in the area, they did not or have not observed any buoys out there or anything along that lines over the last few years. And visiting with the Lake Norton mayor, he was certainly fine with removing this rule. There's no changes from the proposal, and with that, I'll answer any questions and I ask for favorable passage.
Any questions, comments?
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Thank you.